Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Geo Talks. I'm Jenna, and we're here with the rest of Geo, Jarrell, JT, Mike, and Bradell. Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's going on?
Not too bad.
What's going on? What's good?
Good. Happy New Year, also, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Welcome
to
2024.
Year of the Truth.
Is that what? Oh, yeah.
That's what they're
called. That's what it's being called.
Yeah. They say all the truth is coming out this year.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that is that a scary thing for y'all, or is that just an interesting thing? What do y'all think about that?
I like it.
I haven't been lying, so I'm cool.
Exactly.
I mean, the truth always sets you free.
That's exactly right. So it don't bother me at all. I like the truth.
Okay, well, cool. So, yeah, that sounds good to me, too. Welcome to the Year of the Truth 2024. So this episode, we don't really have a lot for you guys today. We're really just, you know, figured it was a good way to wrap up 2023 / you know, get y'all ready for 2024. Mm-hmm. So really, we're going to just kind of give y'all, you know, our listeners, a little summary of what we did as Geo, as an organization, because we don't necessarily always talk about what we do as an organization, but just share that a little bit, what we did in 2023, and then also, you know, just different things that we're looking forward to in 2024. So that could be us as an organization and us individually. What do you guys think about that?
Sounds good to me.
That sounds very good.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. So if you don't mind, can someone just kind of like wrap up and tell the audience, like, what do we do as Geo?
I guess I'll take that one. So what we do as Geo, we do a lot, I would say, in our eyes, you know, to help the communities out. We are, simply put, just a collective group of like-minded individuals with varying perspectives, and we come together as a group to assist people of all generations, despite the age, by teaching them about the importance of personal finance and different perspectives regarding education.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good way to put it. I like that.
We're going to have to change that. That was
really good. Amen. And put that in. Good job, Mike.
Thank you.
Yes, very good. So yes, Mike, that was a great summary of what we do as a whole. So now I wanted to ask you guys, so let's think back, 2023 was 12 whole months, right? And it was kind of a while ago, but tell me, do you guys have any maybe favorite moments from like some of the activities that we did in 2023?
I have a couple, but I'm going to just start with one because I know everybody's going to chime in too. Probably my favorite this past year, and it's kind of hard to narrow it down, but I would probably say it would be the scholarship that we awarded. It was very rewarding, I think, to be able to award that scholarship and kind of see the smiles on the face of our recipient, read the essays of everyone, all of the candidates, and to actually award it, right, and make some type of impact in their educational journey.
Okay, yeah, I would agree. And just, you know, just to give like kind of a wrap of what our scholarship is, so it is the Generational Empowerment Scholarship. And what we do each year is we pick an up-and-coming college freshman, so they could be going into a four-year or two-year university, graduating senior. And they sometimes they submit an essay. I think one year we did a video, but this past year we did short answer questions and just, you know, asked about the individual, about their hobbies, also about just important topics, maybe, or relevant topics rather, and made it just a decision based on how well they communicated it and how clear the answer was to select our winner. Mm-hmm. And so from that, you know, we made the selection of our recipient, and this year we were able to, we changed it up this year. We decided it was going to be wanting to be more of a mentorship instead of just, you know, rewarding the winner with the scholarship and then moving on to the next one. So this one, this year is a little bit different. So we found our selected winner. We met with her and also plan to meet with her each semester. And then for the next three semesters, if she's in a 4-year university. So for the next three semesters, she would have the opportunity to win the same scholarship each year, as long as, you know, we continue our conversations, getting to know her, and also hoping to share like personal finance tips and things that will help her along the way. Because as, you know, a young person, 18 years old, you're kind of mm-hmm. getting into your own. You tend to make
a lot of mistakes.
Yes.
Yeah. You're getting a lot of debt.
Make some financial faux pas.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it.
Because I can remember, like, as a young person, just making just bad decisions, like just spending just because it was like, oh yeah, I can just buy stuff now. Yeah.
I got some money in my pocket.
Yeah,
anything I ever wanted,
I want to go eat.
Let me go buy it. Yeah,
go eat.
You know what? Not just me. Who else want to go?
Yeah, y'all want to go?
Yeah,
let's go.
Pay for everybody. I got the whole table.
Oh,
I got this refund check.
You know? Oh, you balling, okay.
Balling out. You know? Put some new wheels on the car.
Uh-huh.
All kind of stuff.
So then you end up learning the hard way about what to not do with your money. And so why not, you know, help guide an individual before about the importance of budgeting and making good decisions with their money and not getting a credit card just because it looks like free money, you know? So we talked to the recipient about those things, and that's the plan, and hoping to learn more about her as she goes through her school. So yeah, but I definitely agree with Mike. That was very interesting. We've had one, I think we had an intro call with her, and then we've had one follow-up call with her.
Yeah, it's been pretty good
so far. So anybody like, with the scholarship?
I mean, I like the scholarship. I think I was going to say, yeah, I like definitely like the way we did our scholarship this year. But I always say, like, we always do a back to school event. Mm-hmm. It's an annual thing. We've pretty much been doing it, I think, like, since we started. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong. But I want to say we've been doing it.
Yeah, since 2016. Yeah.
Since 2016. So mm-hmm. we've done it, like, what is that, 7 years? A little mm-hmm. 8 years?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always just so nice to be able to do that. I just love going out and, you know, being able to speak with people, communicate with people, and just be able to help people. And we just have great relationships with the venues and the places that that we go through.
Yeah.
And so I would say that one would be the one that I kind of like the most,
mm-hmm.
Just because it's more active and mm-hmm. we meet more people, talk to more people, and just have a good time doing it.
Yeah, cool. Well, do you mind sharing with the our listeners a little bit about what we did this year for the back to school event?
Yeah, so just like pretty much what we've been doing for the past, I want to say like 2 or 3 years, we partner with a church, church in Madison, Mississippi, and we communicate with them ahead of time, of course, and they usually have like another event going on at the time. We just partner with them and we just collaborate with them at the same time.
Yeah, they give away food.
Yeah, they do like a food drive or whatever,
food pantry.
Uh huh. And we meet with them and we set up our tent. We have a whole bunch of different school supplies. I mean, we've given away paper, pencils, I mean, backpacks. We've done a lot of different things. And we put these bags together, and we, like the way they normally do it, they have like a drive-through.
Yeah, it's like, it's a drive-through system, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a driveway situation, and people, they drive up, and, you know, we bring the bags to their car, and everybody gets a bag according to how many kids they have, and according to their grades and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we just give them away until we run out of bags for the most part.
Yeah.
We've been doing that, like I say, for the past 7, going on 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I like that one too. Just being able to the move. Like we've pretty much got a good operation down now. That's what I kind of like. Yes, systematic. Yes. I like the systematic operation.
It doesn't take much planning because we've done it so many times, mm-hmm. and we have a system down. We have our walkie talkies, mm-hmm. right? So we and each time we make the system a little bit better. Just a small little tweak.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to have a bunch of people, but we mm-hmm. have to have enough people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's mm-hmm. been pretty easy.
Yeah, yeah. And I do like, you know, we go to the different cars and it's a variety of people, but we know that like pretty much the people who are coming to pick up food are those who have been designated in need, where they're not always able to get, you know, the food that they need. So of course, you know, getting some extra school supplies for their children is going to be beneficial to them as well. So yeah. It's good to know that, you know, we can be a benefit of people who are in need and not just like wanting to get free stuff too. Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, so yeah, I like that. And it's cool to like go up to the car and be like, hey, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Here you go. Just what grade your kids in. Okay, we got you. And that's yeah. it. You move on. They're like, yeah. thank you. They're always so happy about
it. It's like Chick-fil-A. I almost want to say, it's a pleasure.
My pleasure.
Yeah, my pleasure. I almost want to say that. Like, seriously, yeah. it's just that systematic.
But,
go ahead, Matt.
I just want to add one thing. I'm sorry. It's just that so we've done it 8 times, and I think a good thing to note is that when we first decided to do our very first one in 2016, we had like 2-3 weeks max to plan it. When we thought about the idea and like the time it took us to plan it and execute it, it was all within like a 2-3 week time frame. It was less than a month. So very proud of the team for being able to like come together, put our minds together to make it happen. And just a note that literally if there's something that you want to do, no matter what it is, you don't have to sit and think about it and think about it and think about it and have all of this time. Sometimes you just have to execute and then clean things up later or, you know, continue to evolve as the years go by. But what we did was instead of saying we won't be able to do it this year because we don't have enough time, we did it anyway. And it still worked out well. Mm-hmm. So just a note to anyone out there who may be thinking about doing something of whatever magnitude, sometimes you just got to do it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Truth.
Truth. You know what? Yeah, truth. It's a year truth.
So yeah, that's yes. That's the stuff. So yeah, I agree. I enjoy it. Definitely enjoyed the back to school event. Yeah. Are there any other things that you guys like about 2023 that we did this year? Or last year?
Wouldn't it hopefully I'm not combining years, but didn't we did an event in Alabama, correct?
Yo, we did.
It was 2022.
That was 2022.
Okay. Oh, that's why I was like, hopefully I'm not combining it.
I was like, wait a minute. That was the year before.
Okay.
Oh, was that?
Because I was thinking, I was like, was that this year or was that last year? I was like, I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, listen, at the beginning of every year, I think we all get that haze because we're so used to saying, you know, this just it's happened, but yeah. We just realized we just crossed into another year. So.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
That's right.
But I did like that. But it was until, but I was like, man, I was like, it wasn't in March or something like that. We didn't go. But I guess
that's what I was thinking. I was like, but nah.
It was October 2022, which is a great segue though, actually, because I thought Jenna said we want to talk about some things we want to do in 2024.
Yes, yeah. That's true. So I know. So we talked about our scholarship a little bit, and you know, we're gonna keep working with the recipient for, you know, the upcoming years.
Yep.
So 2024, our back to school event. Let me ask you guys about the back to school event really quick. So and we haven't talked too much about this, but what do y'all think? I know, you know, we got a good system going on with the back to school event. Is there anything that you've ever thought like, hey, this is what we would like to do for 2024? We probably are going to do it again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I actually think if we ever decide to expand it, and not only do it at one location, but do it at multiple, which we've done before. Mm-hmm. I think the best way to do it is the systematic approach that we have right now. Like, you know, it's kind of like when you have a business, you don't change the system, right? Mm-hmm. And all McDonald's have the same structure, the same system. You know, you when you're walking in, you got the fries over here on the left-hand side. You got the ice cream machine that never works.
That right. don't work?
Yeah, right there. Like, you stick to the system. And so I think if we decided to maybe do it somewhere else or, you know, add on to where we've already got going on, we could do that and mm-hmm. it wouldn't be as taxing because we already kind of got the system down pat. So I think that would be cool. Mm-hmm. I also would like to do more one-on-one coaching. Mm-hmm. And maybe we can even do some more public seminars, which we've done before. We've done in the past. We've done public seminars where you know, we may go to a church or some other venue and we invite people out and we teach on different topics such as budgeting and investments and debt, all these different things, mm-hmm. Which I think we actually have something lined up, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure where we are with it. So it could be something we could talk about at a later date. But I think we should continue to do that. But I really would like to get into more one-on-one coaching because I feel like, kind of like what we do with the scholarship, mm-hmm. I feel like that's more personal. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we can do a good job of helping people individually and then tracking their progress. Mm-hmm. So I would like for us to kind of get more into that type of counseling.
Yeah.
It don't take everybody. It could just be a couple people or maybe one person or whatever the case may be. But yeah, I think that would be cool for us to do.
Cool.
And, I agree with Jarrell.
Yeah, I know. And then what Jarrell is referring to, like with our potential activity going on this year, is we have the opportunity to educate youth. I think that's something that we do.
Yeah,
that's cool. I don't know if we did that this past year, but we have on a couple of other years where our audience is mostly younger people, so high school age and younger, so down even through like elementary school age. Yeah. We've also spoken to adults as well, but and we haven't done this one in a while, but we used to play like a budgeting game. Like where we had like the dollars and we split them up into teams and then we have different scenarios. So then like you spin the wheel and then kind of like different things happen in your budget.
Yeah.
And then the best one with the most money at the end of the year wins because they get to pick like how much they're spending. Like they are they picking the nicest things? Are they picking the middle of the road things? Are they picking the cheapest things? And then when that emergency hits.
And it's good for them to play that because most youth, they've never had to actually like experience that. Because mm-hmm. normally, like, think about when you were kids, or when we were kids, you know, your parents would give you money and it'd be for a specific reason to go buy such and such and whatever. But most kids don't just have like a certain amount of money and then they have to like, you know, allocate that towards different things and buy certain things and then be able to figure out like, oh, I need to spend this much and keep this much. Like most kids have never been in that type of situation. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's eye opening for them because then they start realizing, wait a minute, if I spend this much money here, I'm not going to have enough money for this. So how am I going to get that done? Mm-hmm. And I really, really enjoy that. Mm-hmm. But piggybacking off some of what you were just talking about, I do think we should do more youthful education, especially when it comes down to college age, high school age, mm-hmm. even like for like that timeline between after college and my first job. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like that time frame right there. Mm-hmm. I think we can make a significant impact. So I would love to. I don't know how we do it, but I would love to have some type of conference or seminar or whatever mm-hmm. targeting that audience. Mm-hmm. Because they would be the impact the most.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because I think a lot of times when we meet with adults, they kind of are like, That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
But and sometimes we're even just preaching to the choir.
Like yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes they'll come just to check us out and be like, yeah, I've already know. I already know that. Mm-hmm. Good job, guys. You know. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's it's preaching to the choir. And then sometimes it's preaching to the choir, but that don't mean that they're doing it. They're just like, yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, keep up the good work. You guys really are doing good work. But if you were to really like analyze them, mm-hmm. you realize that they're just talking. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to be able to talk to different people. But it is what it is.
Yeah, I agree. I think what you were talking about, trying to connect with those individuals right after college and prior to getting that new job and doing more one-on-ones with them, or like you said, or either a seminar online or anything like that, and probably coming up with, like, I guess steps possibly need to be taken in order to, because most of the time, majority of those individuals possibly have taken out loans. And trying to plan out, okay, what do I need to do to start paying this loan? What money have I already set aside in college? And if not, you know, what plans do I need to make to do that? Whether it be, am I currently living in a place that I'm paying rent for? Or do I have roommates? Or am I still staying with my folks? Like, how am I setting up the plan to get this first job, to get my first apartment, house, whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. and to have a great financial life? Stuff mm-hmm. like that. I think that'd be pretty good. Yeah. And as far as like, yeah, when you were talking about, you know, some of the events where people are just kind of coming just to lend an ear, but not really taking, I guess, what is being said and applying it to their lives.
Yeah.
Sometimes that does suck, but at the same time, you know, I do understand that we are there to plant the seed. And though we want to make an effort and create plans to also help grow the seed, you know, we can't always do that.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully those individuals will take that seed and hopefully somebody else will come water it and start changing their lives, their kids' lives and stuff like that.
So 100%. I agree with that.
Yep.
That's a good way to put it, JT. I'm gonna have to add that to my spiel. Seed planters.
So what other, let's see, what else do we have? So I know one thing, of course, that we didn't mention from 2023 that's probably going to go into 2024, and it quite obviously has, are our podcasts.
Of course.
So we had our GeoTalk episodes that were released in 2023, and we're going to have some more come out in 2024. So you guys, have you maybe thought about, so do you like how the episodes are going? Do you think maybe there's some things we need to just start throwing in there, dropping in there, changing it up a little bit?
I do kind of want to change it up. I don't have everything detailed out just yet, but I do want to increase our presence and kind of to rethink our format and try to see if we can make a bigger impact through our podcast.
Yeah, I agree. I think we can start talking about a little bit more more topics. Stories about like current events, things that's happening financially, economically, that's going on. Make it, you know, switch it up like that. I think that'd be cool.
We've talked about it before, but also doing a combination of course audio podcasts, but also video, and possibly spreading our social media presence across more platforms, you know, outside of just the podcast, but YouTube or anything like that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
100%. Yeah, that's really exciting.
100%.
Yeah, I'm going to have to fix my radio face.
Oh.
And make it a video face. that's really exciting. I think it's always fun when we share stories, like our own personal stories too. It's just always fun to kind of laugh about like the mistakes we make and then what we've learned and stuff. So yeah, I look forward to sharing more in 2024 about, you know, what we learn and just educating people based on our experiences and just things that we know.
Yeah. One thing I know, if you are a fan of this podcast, then that means that you are a person who likes to learn and likes to get new information about things you may or may not know, and not more so drama, because we don't do a lot of drama, do we?
Maybe we need more drama.
More drama?
Oh. No. Everyone loves drama.
Yeah, no. Not at all. I don't like drama.
I don't worry about it. I'll just start a beef with somebody eventually. start like a random Geo's got a random Twitter beef.
Yeah.
We could do it. With Lending Tree or something like that. Some type of financial institute. Yeah.
You want to increase your platform? I'll show you how to increase your platform. That's awesome. But that sounds good, man. I'm looking forward to 2024. Did we miss any other things, exciting things that we want to work on? Just expanding our reach, keeping up with the things that were successful, improving on the things that weren't as successful, but just continuing to push forward. I think that's exciting.
That's the gist of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Consistency, dedication, and commitment.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think we've been doing a great job at that over the past few years, and I just know there's more to come.
100%.
Yes, looking forward to it, guys. Well, I think that was a great summary of 2023. Anything else that y'all want to share? If not, I guess we might as well just go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else. I knew this podcast would be a little short today because we're just kind of wrapping up things, but I'm just so looking forward to 2024. I know we're here now, but I'm so looking forward to the things that we got planned this year, and I can't wait to bring it to the podcast.
Same.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be very exciting. A couple things been working on as it proceeds to grow. You know, I can't wait to come back and talk about it.
I know. I was gonna say that. I'm waiting to do the recap for 2024.
Slow down there a little bit.
Maybe we can do a halfway mark and kind of talk about, you know, how we've been moving thus far with, you know, with the goals we already set for ourselves for 2024 as far as GO, and kind of do a halfway marker, a checkup, just kind of make sure we're still on track. Talk about it.
Yeah, that's a good idea, JT. We're gonna have to do it. You know, these resolutions, people be setting resolutions, and then
that's why I'm calling it a goal and not a resolution.
Yes, I agree. I don't do resolutions either.
Me either. That's a whole other topic, but I don't do it either. A lot of people say, I can't wait to this date. I can't wait to this date. Like, why you got to wait? Or, you know, even if it's going to the gym, I'm going to go to the gym Monday. I like to start on Mondays. Today, Wednesday, you can start today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
That's true.
I think it's mental.
I think it's a
mental thing, man. People don't like to start in the middle. Like when the month starts off, I say like, hey, here's my goal. I'm gonna work out. I'm gonna eat right. Starting January 1. All right. Around January the 15th, if I fall off that wagon, then, you know, people like, you know, if you fall off, just get back on. Man, most people are gonna be like, well, I fell out. I think I'm gonna just wait until February 1.
until it's January 1 again.
Exactly. So I think it's mental.
That's right. I 100% agree with that. It's all mental, and it's so silly because I y'all know I'm a deep thinker, and I argue and play devil's advocate all the time. But like when you think about it, it's not really a such thing as like New Year. I mean, it is a such thing, but like our calendar is not the same as the calendar was like way back in the ancient times. So like we
are
a new calendar. So it's like, this really isn't the new year. It's just the next day.
Yeah.
But we're just celebrating it as a new year. So you might as well just act like, you know,
set goals throughout the year and then try to reach them too.
Yeah.
Like I've been trying to do the fitness goal all 2023, but like I'll start it, but it doesn't have to be the beginning of the month. It could be like, okay, Monday's coming up. So starting Monday, And then, like, I'll kind of get on a track and then I'll fall off. But I'll say each time I restart the goal, I do a little bit better than I did before.
So. And honestly, that's the goal, right? That's the goal. It's even if you do fall off, because people fall off all the time, but to get back on it and just to continue and continue it. No one will be perfect at everything every single time. I fell off at the gym plenty of times, but I don't like going back in the gym and having to start back over, and I'm hurting again. So that's my motivation for, hey, you may not want to take 3 weeks off, but you're going to start hurting again. So yep. Go on, get back in there tomorrow.
So my goal, and I agree, I 100% agree with that, man. My goal was not the goal of seeing success, but I just wanted to be successful in the consistency part of it. Mm-hmm. So, like, I challenged myself to just stay consistent. Don't worry about the growth. Don't worry about all the success in between, because that's not the important part. The important part is, can you be consistent? If you can be consistent and be disciplined, the success will come. And so I just challenged myself in that regard, because then it's like, because you already know, like taking the gym, for example, you already know some days you're not going to want to get up and go. And so if you can fight through those days and say, you know what, my challenge is for me to go because I know I don't want to go. If you can take on that challenge, you can win it every single time and you will see success through that. So
you're exactly right.
That has been my challenge. And so far I found that if you can get that right, it'll boil over into other parts of your life. That's the beautiful thing about it, because consistency and discipline are our core principles in success. And so if you can get those, you can get everything.
That's right. And accountability partners. Yeah. Accountability partners are very important, whether it's your partner in life, a friend, or something. I know we're just talking about the gym, and I'm going to say this and I'll be done. But Jarrell was talking about his consistency going to the gym, and I've been getting back in there over the past couple of months too. And, you know, I guess some years ago when we kind of shared like the little fitness app on the Apple Watch or whatever. So every time he finished a workout, I get a notification, vice versa. I finish the workout, he get a notification. So it's just kind of cool sometimes to see I finish the workout and I forget about it because I'm doing it for myself. And then I get a notification. He's like, hey, man, keep it up. I'm like, okay, yeah, I was in there today. Yeah. You know, and vice versa. So accountability, like even looking forward to those small messages of, you know, hey, keep it up, or, you know, the little like button or whatever, that those things help. And having somebody who can kind of hold you accountable for doing what you know you want to do or what you set out to do.
Definitely. That's awesome. Oh, isn't that sweet? Y'all over here.
Don't you start. You know how to run a good thing, don't you? You know how to run a good thing. My good.
Oh, cool. Well, all right, y'all. I mean, we don't have any other topics to cover, but this has been really great catching up. I think it's a great way to just start the year off just by reflecting on what we did in 2023 and just different things that we could do in 2024. So I really look forward to having more conversations with you all on the side as we do more detailed planning and then move into 2024, setting those goals and shooting for some consistency in those areas. And I look forward to sharing our halfway point update with you guys in the future. And in between, more Geo Talk podcasts to come. But until then, talk to you guys later.